Welcome to the Dental Breakdown Show with Christian White. Mr. White is the CEO of White & Associates Practice Consulting. Better business, better dentistry. This podcast strives to help break down the current and everyday issues within the dental industry. In each podcast, we discuss a topic on dentistry with respected industry professionals, dentists, and other relevant special guests. Our goal is to help provide you valuable insights for your dental practice. We thank you for listening today. From the dental chair to the beach chair, wherever you are listening, sit back, relax, and enjoy the Dental Breakdown Show. Now take it away, Christian.
Let's welcome our guest to the podcast today, Dr. Lindsay Bevis. Dr. Bevis, thank you so much for being a guest on the Dental Breakdown Show today.
Thank you, Christian, so much for having me.
Well, I tell you, it is a pleasure to have you today. You are one of the best and brightest upcoming dentists in St. Paul, and we got you on the show today. So I am excited. Woohoo! There's going to be a lot of great information that you're going to share that all of our listeners are going to want to listen to. So, all right, here we go. Let's start off with our first question. Why don't you take a little bit of time and just introduce yourself to all of our listeners and talk a little bit about yourself.
Sure. I'm a proud Minnesota now, but I did grow up in Wisconsin. I moved here about 15 years ago. I was actually a hygienist before 5 years before I decided I wanted to pursue my dental degree. I graduated from the University of Minnesota School of Dentistry in 2020, and then I completed a one-year general practice residency, getting advanced training in the areas of implants, endodontics, digital dentistry at the Veterans Affairs Medical Center in Minneapolis. I kind of got started in dentistry through my mom. My mom was the assistant at our dentist in our really small town in Wisconsin, town of about 800 people and one dentist who worked 2 days a week. So my mom was his chairside assistant, and I was at the office doing things like filing, cleaning, and just kind of was around that environment and really, really liked the relationships and that he was able to develop with his patients and how much people enjoyed going there and seeing him, and he could see them kind of grow through the years. So that's even one of my favorite parts now, even though I'm kind of just starting. I'm 3 months into private practice, but I'm already really enjoying, you know, the larger cases, getting to see patients even every week and getting to know them a lot better. So that's been really, really rewarding so far.
So here's the most important question I'm going to ask you during this entire podcast. Are you ready?
Yep.
Are you a Vikings fan or a Packer fan?
Packers. Yeah. Sorry.
I was going to say, that's the smart answer. unlike us who grew up in Minnesota, we got to be Vikings fans, and you know, we have to struggle every single year. So,
I mean, I don't root against them, but
I just had to ask you that. So tell me something. It sounds to me like you really enjoy the personal side of dentistry, you know, the interacting with the patients. Maybe talk a little bit more about that.
So I think it's just getting to really know like who people are. And I was a hygienist before I was a dentist. So That's one thing I like the most about hygiene is you get to spend a lot of time with your patients and really like get to understand kind of their concerns on a little bit deeper level than you do as a dentist. Because I know now when I go into a room for a hygiene exam, I see a patient for 5 minutes. And so I know I'm not really totally understanding maybe what their concerns really are. The hygienist usually will fill me in on that because they know the real details. So I like starting out, especially I've seen a lot of patients for their hygiene exams, you know, as most new dentists do, building their patients. I was able to do that in the beginning. And so I've really enjoyed that part so far. And it's just nice to see people over time and really get to know who they are and kind of what makes them tick. And I think that leads to them kind of trusting me more and accepting the dentistry that I know they need, but they might not quite be there. So
I think you nailed it on the top of the head. I think the spending the time to get to understand the patient is a really big deal. There's a lot of dentists, you know, who are seasoned, and there's a lot of younger dentists who don't learn that.
Yeah.
And you know, the patient is not the vehicle that wheels the tooth into the operatory.
to tell them what they need. It's our job to tell them what we find and what the options are, but they are the decision makers, and every person has different motivations, a different degree of how much they value their dentistry. And so I think it's important to work within that realm.
I couldn't agree more. So in the dental marketplace now, so do you think that that's something that makes you unique or kind of separates you apart from other dentists, your willingness to take the time to learn about the patient and understand who they are as a person?
Yeah, I hope so. I hope that patients can kind of feel that I'm not just rushing in, looking at their teeth, glancing at the x-rays and leaving. I'm kind of listening to them, making sure I'm getting all the information that they want to give me, taking a time to do a thorough exam, because I've definitely been to doctors and dentists in my past who I don't feel like I'm getting their attention. You know, it's in and out and you feel like you're a number kind of. So I don't want patients to feel that way. I want them to feel like they can trust me and they can tell me what's going on. And most importantly, that I will treat them like family. That's kind of my main goal for my patients, is to feel that I would do the dentistry on them that I would do on my husband, my mom, my grandma. And so I hope that's the experience that they feel when they come to see me.
Love it. That's wonderful. I think, for someone like myself, who's a father with twin boys who are getting closer and closer to 2 years old, and our house is just completely nuts. But to be able to come to a dentist and have someone who would take the time with them and treat them like family, I mean, wow, that's really great. That really is great, Dr. Bevis. So tell me this piece. I think you kind of touched on this a little bit. In the business that you're in, in the dental world, most dentists think that they're in the tooth business, but I think they're not. I think they're in the experience business. Why don't you comment a little bit about that?
I think we're definitely in the experience business, because as dentists, we are healthcare providers, but we are also giving a service to a patient. And so in a lot of ways, we're in the service industry. And so I spent a lot of time before I was in dental being in the service industry. So I kind of understand the importance of really giving people a good experience, making them want to come back. No one really wants to come to the dentist. No one's super excited, but I want people when they come and leave to be like, you know what? That was okay. It wasn't bad. I like my dentist, instead of kind of avoiding it. And right now there's a lot of dentists, and so people have a lot of choice as to where they can go. And so I think it's important to give them a positive experience, to choose you over the person on the street who's maybe cheaper or maybe in network with their insurance. I think the experience that they have can really, really make a difference in who they choose.
I agree with you. That's the experience. It is everything. I think that, having been to the doctor with twins, I can tell you what the experience is like going to the doctor's office, and it is not fun. You see the doctor for maybe 2 seconds, maybe a second and a half if you're lucky, and you're like, well, wait a second. Yes, exactly. And it's like, but wait a second, I don't feel like anybody really listened to me. Yeah. And so you're not really excited about coming back. Now, if I can go to the dental office and I have a dentist like yourself who's willing to take the time to listen to me, that means everything to me, especially if I'm coming in with, I don't really want to be here, and I might even really be scared.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A lot of people have the fear of the dentist. It's very common. And so one of the most rewarding things for me is having a patient who comes in and like is terrified and refuse to go to the dentist. So now they have problems that maybe could have been corrected earlier, and they let me do their work. And over the time, they kind of have trusted me, and now they're kind of at a point of health. I don't think you ever take away their fear, but you can at least make them feel a little bit more trusting and safe in this environment when they come.
I agree. So let's take a little bit of a right turn. The trends that are going on right now in the dental marketplace that are kind of that you're seeing, maybe what you can do is talk a little bit about that.
I think the things most affecting the marketplace are still kind of what they've always been, and that's insurance and finance for the most part, unless you're working in a market where that doesn't matter. But for most people, it's still a really big factor. And so we just try to do our best to provide care to the most people we can, and work within their budget and do what we can for them. Even if it's not an ideal treatment, we try to work with their insurance and kind of maybe get them to that point later on. But I think definitely finance, insurance are still big trending topics for most people and what most patients are concerned about in general.
Tell me about same day dentistry, because everywhere I go, I hear about that all the time. Ability to come in and get my dentistry done the same day, it saves me time. I can come in, I can leave. I don't have to come in for multiple appointments. Maybe talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, that's been one of my like favorite things that I've kind of gotten to add to my tool belt. We did a little bit in my residency, but just the way it worked, it wasn't always same day. It was 3D dentistry, but not the same day. So it's been so nice to have patients. You tell them you're going to come here for 2 hours, bring a book or your phone, because you're going to have about 30 minutes that will give you a cup of coffee while we make your crown. They don't have to have a temporary crown that's going to come off in 2 days. I get the control over my own restoration, which is a huge, because not every case is easy. And so sometimes if you send it to the lab, you're really handing over control to someone else to hope that they find the correct, you know, margins for your crown. And here I get control over every aspect of the dentistry. So I can make it perfect. And if it's not, I can redo it easily. It's not like traditional crown where you send the patient out, 2 weeks later, they come back, well, the crown doesn't fit and now it's another week. So you save your patients a lot of time in the long run. You save them trips to the dentist. You save them times of having to get numb for a procedure. So that's been something I've really, really liked. And it's the future of dentistry. So I'm glad that I'm like getting into it early in my career. But yeah, it's been great. Dr. Kohler, who I work with here in St. Paul, has really taught me a lot about that. And I've kind of taken off with it. So it's been really good.
Great. That's wonderful to hear. So let's move on from the market trends. You know, you see patients every day. You know, what are some of the buzzwords, you know, that they're kind of talking about or things that are on their mind that they're always wanting to know more about?
Yeah, so I think people are kind of asking about what they see on TV or what they see on social media. And so for younger patients, I would see they're more on social media. So they're asking a lot about whitening, because there's a lot of like gimmicky whitening things that people, you know, post on social media. So they ask about whitening and veneers. They're more into cosmetic type dentistry or Invisalign. Older patients I found are more interested in dental implants. So they're wanting to know more about the implant procedure, implant supported dentures. So I'm fortunate that I was able to place implants in my residency, and we've added implants to our practice here in St. Paul. So it's a great service now that we're able to offer patients, because it's really the best way to replace missing teeth that there is. So I'm really glad that patients are kind of curious and learning about it, and I'm happy to educate them. And even if it's not something they're ready for now, you know, we give them the option of it, and now they don't have to go somewhere else to get their implants done.
Yeah, having the ability to do implants is a really great thing. That's, you know, for patients, you know, they want to know more about that. Mm-hmm. How can I, you know, my friend Sarah just got 2 implants. I mean, oh, they look great. I mean, they look like real teeth. Oh my gosh. Can that change my smile too?
Yeah. Yeah.
And to be able to come in and see you and be able to get all this done. I can do all this, you know, I can do crowns in the same day, and I can also have some implants. I mean, that's just wonderful.
Yeah, we can make their implant crown here too.
You know? Yes, you can.
Can't make the crown. So it's really like one-stop service for them. So it's great. Mm-hmm.
The Dental Breakdown Show, sponsored by White & Associates Practice Consulting. Better business, better dentistry. They are a practice management and consulting firm for dentists and other healthcare-related businesses. Their sole purpose is to implement proven strategies through online and practice visits that result in the personal and professional success of the dentist and his or her team.
I'm Dr. Lindsay Bevis. I'm an associate dentist at Dr. James Kohler in North St. Paul. Our practice is focused on ensuring that patients are educated and able to make the best choices for their oral and overall health. We're welcoming new patients who are interested in being treated like a member of the family.
Dr. Bevis, why don't you talk a little bit about corporate dentistry and how that has affected the dental marketplace?
So I think I kind of see corporate dentistry a little bit more from like a new doctor's perspective. I know that corporate jobs are kind of what a lot of new grads are taking, because most dental school experiences are getting less. And so more private practices want more advanced experience. And so I think I can't make a blanket statement about corporate dentistry, that corporate dentistry is bad or good, because I think there are some corporations that are better. Mm-hmm. And even within corporations, there are locations that are better. Mm-hmm. A lot of it has to do with how much control the dentists have over their own procedure, depending on the corporation. And then also the staff retention. I think if you're at a corporate dental office that the dentists have been there for 10 years, the staff has been there for 20 years, you're going to get a good experience there. versus a corporate dental office that has a new doctor every single year, a new hygienist every 6 months. So I think that it can be good for some people who are looking for certain things. But in general, I think private practice, the patients just get more continuity of care, a little more personal feel, and maybe a little less focus on the bottom line than they are in corporate industry.
Okay. All right. Thank you for sharing that. All right. Lindsay Bevis's top three tips for success for younger dentists. Now, I know you've only been in private practice for about 3 or 4 months, but I think it's important because I think you've got a lot of really good experiences, you know, that have helped you well to be able to get you to where you're at. So maybe you could talk a little bit about that.
So I think one would be like after dental school to do a residency. I would not be half the dentist I am now if I hadn't done a residency. I couldn't even imagine coming to private practice with the limited experience that you get in dental school. So residency really helped me build my confidence and my skill set and gave me a lot of excellent mentors and experiences that you just can't have in private practice or in dental school. So definitely do a residency. And the second one would be to find mentors and stay in contact with them. Even if it's not someone you work for, it's great if it's someone you work for. I have, you know, Dr. Kohler and Dr. McComas here who I go to every hour, you know, with a question. I always ask because they're there and I have them there. So to really have to find mentors and use them because there's no substitute for experience. And, you know, when a doctor has 20 years of experience, you can really learn a lot from them. I think the third one would be CE. Like we're in a field that's always changing every single day. I think it's important to keep your knowledge up to date. It's important for you as a dentist to be able to do things that challenge and excite you. And then also as for your patients to be able to really offer them the best treatments that are possible. So doing CE and then just in general, to be able to finish dental school and accomplish that goal, you just have to be willing to like put in the work, take criticism, take feedback, not get defensive when you know, people give you suggestions because you always have room to grow and always have room to get better.
There's always room to get better. I couldn't agree with you more. And to be able to have the humility to ask for help is another really good skill. A lot of younger dentists come out of school with the idea that I know everything. I know that because I work with them and you know, you can't tell me anything. I got this degree and well, they end up struggling and they end up taking longer to be able to get, you know, to be able to be more successful than someone who can come in and just say, okay, I need some help with this.
Yeah.
So kudos to you for that. Okay. The dental team, you know, what role has your dental team played in your success so far?
I really can't even, put like a value on it. It's so valuable because a dentist couldn't do anything without their team. I'm so dependent on my assistants and hygienists and front desk people to get me through the day. I've had the benefit of being the staff before. So when I was a hygienist, I, you know, worked for a doctor. And so I went into dental school knowing, okay, these are the things that I'm not going to do. And these are the things that I'm going to do. Cause I worked for a few different dentists and I saw like what, and I was with the staff to know kind of what people didn't like about working for certain people versus what they really liked about working for other people. And so I think it's really made me value the staff. And I hope that I try to do my best to thank them for helping me. If they had to stay a couple of minutes late, I thank them and show them that I appreciate them because I really do. And I think that some dentists, they think that they're the doctor and that they know everything and that, you know, they don't really, the team's there just to work for them. And I don't think that. I think we really are a team and that we're all together and no one person is more important than anybody else.
The most important word you just said was appreciation. Mm-hmm. Being able to tell people that, hey, thank you so much for your help with that procedure. Thank you for your help with that difficult patient. I mean, I really appreciate everything you do. That means a lot, especially when you're in that, during a tough day. Mm-hmm. People need to know that and they need to hear it.
Yeah.
And if they can hear it from you, and if you do it on a consistent basis, you form a really good bond there.
Yeah. And I think that's what keeps really good staff is mm-hmm. especially in a time where it's hard to find good staff and keep them. Like I think just showing them that you appreciate them and making sure they feel valued and happy is important.
It's very important. It's exceedingly important. And that's a lesson you're learning early on in your career. So that's great.
The Dental Breakdown Show, sponsored by White & Associates Practice Consulting. Better business, better dentistry. They are a practice management and consulting firm for dentists and other healthcare-related businesses. Their sole purpose is to implement proven strategies through online and practice visits that result in the personal and professional success of the dentist and his or her team.
I'm Dr. Lindsay Bevis. I'm an associate dentist at Dr. James Kohler in North St. Paul. Our practice is focused on ensuring that patients are educated and able to make the best choices for their oral and overall health. We're welcoming new patients who are interested in being treated like a member of the family.
You've been able to do some really great things so far in your very young career. You know, are you kind of following your own path, or are you kind of, you know, have you kind of drawn from somebody else's to be able to help you get to where you're at?
I think I've definitely drawn from other people's successes and failures. I don't have my own blueprint just yet. And I don't know if I'll ever say like I have the exact secret to success, because there's always going to be someone who's more successful than me that I can learn from. But I think, especially in my residency, like mentors in different specialties and really finding out their best advice to give you and still taking that with me into private practice. So I think it's important to really surround yourself with successful people. And I guess that would be my blueprint so far, is to surround myself with people who are much more successful and much more knowledgeable than I am, and just take kind of what I can from that. And to just put the patient first. And that's one thing that I've heard over and over again, is if you put the patient first, you won't have problems. You'll do your best dentistry. You'll do what's best for the patient if you always keep their best interest at the very forefront of your mind and not get distracted by other things, and just kind of make sure that your patients know that you value them and will do what you think is best for them, and always do your best work for them.
Mm-hmm. Patient comes first. I like that. That's really good. You know, there's a famous saying, Dr. Bevis, you know, if you're the smartest person in the room and you're with a group of people, you need to go find a new room.
Yeah, exactly. I love being in rooms with people much smarter than me. So.
Yes, that is a really great foundation to have, and that's going to take you really far in your career. So you know, you've mentioned a lot about putting the patient first. You know, how do you get the patient to say yes to the life-changing dentistry that you can provide?
I think that you can't get a patient to say yes to something that they don't see value in or don't want. So I think the most important thing is to get your patient to see the value in what you're recommending by educating them, and really mostly building trust. I think a lot of patients now, if they've seen me for the first time and I come in with a huge treatment plan, they're going to say, this new doctor, I've never seen her, she doesn't know. So I think the most important thing is to really like build the rapport with patient, kind of plant the seeds of treatment that might be ideal for them. We don't have to do it now. This is urgent, but this can wait. But just kind of let them know that you're not just here to give them this huge plan, and that's very expensive. And especially being a new doctor, I think you have to be a little bit more cautious about kind of what you try to tell patients they need, and really spend time explaining why you're recommending what you are, what you're seeing. Show them the x-rays, show them photos. And I think photos are a huge help with getting patients to accept treatment, because you can tell them you have this broken amalgam in the back of your mouth, but they can't see it and it doesn't hurt.
Yeah.
You show a picture and they say, that ugly thing's back there. Yeah. Take it out, replace it, put a crown on. So picture is worth 1,000 words.
It is. Boy, you got that right. If I can't see it, I don't believe it.
Yeah.
That's what most patients that's how their thinking goes. You know, so you talk about trust. You know, how does Dr. Bevis build trust with their patients?
I think it's just something that happens kind of over time with me, like I said, taking my time, listening to their concerns, not trying to like take on a parental role or lecturing them about what they should be doing. Just kind of getting to know me and me getting to know them, I think just builds over time. And I think when they come to do work with me and they see that maybe I'm gentle and I'm thorough, that they kind of trust that I have their best interest at heart. Okay. And if I can do the work that they need.
I agree. Well said. Here's something that most people don't know about dentistry, but you are very well aware of it. In dentistry, we're always on stage. Now, most people don't realize that, but why don't you talk a little bit about that?
To me, that means that you always have to be kind of on and in your, you have to be putting your best face has to be saved for work, because people are scared. They're anxious. They don't want to be here. And so patients and people in general can pick up very much on your like mood for the day. So for me, maybe I had a bad morning. I have to come in and always make sure that is left at the door, that I'm focused on what I'm doing, that I'm giving 100% of my attention and focus to my job, and making sure that if I'm stressed, I'm not showing it, because it can be a stressful job. Sometimes things don't always go the way that you want them to. And it's really important to keep that to yourself, to make sure that your patient is not picking up any of your stress or concern, because they take that on to themselves. So I think you are always on a stage. You're always making sure that you're presenting your best self when you're with your patients and giving them that best version of you.
Most patients, when they walk into a dental practice, they have a Mach 1 crap detector on their belt. And the woman's is in tune a little bit higher than the guy's is. And they're kind of like, well, something's going on here. I don't know what it is, but something just doesn't feel right. And so you're right. Patients will pick up on that real quick. If they sense that. I think the other thing too that's important is being on stage, you're also setting an example for the staff. Here's how I work and here's how I treat patients. And is it in accordance with the philosophy of the dental practice? And, you're teaching them while you're doing it. And I think it's important to recognize that. And it's important to know that, okay, I had a tough morning this morning. Someone cut me off in traffic. I got to leave all that outside before I turn the doorknob to be able to get into practice, because people just, you just can't bring that into practice.
Yes, exactly. You are the example for everyone else. If a staff member works for a dentist that thinks it's okay to cut corners, that becomes like a practice habit. And so I think you're kind of expected to be the moral and ethical compass for your practice, and your staff will follow you in that way.
Yeah, it's kind of like this, Dr. Bevis. It's kind of like having kids, because you're modeling to them, how to behave and what's acceptable, and they watch you. Everything you do, they're watching you. So they're okay. This is acceptable. This is not acceptable. So you have to kind of be aware of that.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Dr. Bevis, it has been a pleasure having you on the Dental Breakdown Show today. Thank you so much for taking the time to be here today.
Thank you so much for having me. It was wonderful.
If our listeners want to learn more about you, where can they go to get more information?
They can go to our office website, jkdentist.com, or they can call and talk to Sherry or Annette at the front desk. The number is 651-777-6454.
Thank you for listening to the Dental Breakdown Show with Christian White. If you would like more information about today's topic, have a topic suggestion, or would like to be a guest, please check out the description below. Or for more videos, podcasts, and information, please visit whitedentalconsulting.com/podcasts. If you liked the podcast today, please press that like button, subscribe to our channel, and hit that notification icon to become a part of the growing Dental Breakdown Show community.